Without a learner movement nationally, without a group of people who you can talk to, where you can send in the president of Canada Post to talk with the president of this learner group or to talk to that learner group nationally, a lot of things can get done that can be, how shall I put it, misguided or done without being informed. And that's why you don't, you know, like that's why the national voice was needed. So you could get the people who are giving the stuff to talk directly or more directly with the people who've got to use the process. And that's where we're at today in Ontario, where we've got that gap. It's not the people who are actually using the CIS services are not getting represented adequately to the people who are supposed to maintain the services. And then the people who maintain the services blame the learners for programming that doesn't work. They say, well, it's their fault. And we're back to that, we're back to where we're pushing learners back and back and back and back and saying, we're taking care of it. And meanwhile, what you do is you just, they're going, what's this? This isn't going to do anything for me. Or what happened with, learners need to be flowing into that area where they need to tell the government they got to back off with the paperwork, because what they're doing with their program directors and program facilitators is that they're piling them up with paperwork, which keeps them away from providing direct service. Now, you can't get the literacy practitioners and literacy administration going to the government and saying, back off with the paperwork. That voice has got to come from the people who've got to use the service, which is the learners. But you've not created an environment where you can bring those people forward, where they can then be in the position to say, this is a waste of money. I need this person to teach me how to write. I don't need to be watching them fill out paperwork.